I don't think anyone, until they actually have children, realise how much work it is, how much time, how much investment, how often you then begin to take second place to your own needs. It's a strange concept, given that most of the time we go through life being told that we need to make sure, first instance, that we're all right, and then we can look after other people. When you have children, what you need to do in the first instance is make sure they're all right, prioritise their needs. Therefore, they're hungry, or they're tired, or they're not able to sleep, or they're unwell. Those are the things that you need to put first. Interestingly, if you try and do it the other way around, all that happens is that the child is uncomfortable, the child's unhappy, and ultimately you're unhappy. Whereas if you make sure that their needs are addressed in the first instance, whether it's about feeding them before you feed yourself, whether it's about making sure they're settled and asleep before you fall asleep, whether it's about making sure that they're comfortable, whilst possibly you might not be, those are things that really initially you're not prepared for, but you become prepared for very quickly. One of the best examples of this is how little sleep that you actually manage to get in the first 6 months of a child's life. The child gets up 2, 3, 4 times during the night and requires an adult to look after them. That requires you to have a sleepless night, as well as the child. Often people will tell you they'll do anything to get a full night's sleep. But unfortunately, until the child reaches a reasonable stage of development, that's not an outcome you're likely to have. You're likely to be waiting for that outcome. Interestingly, there could be other things that happen during this period. For example, in the early months of a child's life, they could develop colic, which means you have a constant crying. That drains your energy, it drains the child's energy, but it requires you to stay with it, because you know that the child will eventually get past the colic. The child is going to get various illnesses, various infections, but you'll get through that. But the most important thing is that you have to realise at that point you're having to put your child first. It's a difficult concept. It's a difficult burden that you're going to bring upon yourself that you weren't expecting. But nobody ever told you that becoming a parent was going to be easy. There are nice bits, there are pleasant bits, but there are also difficulties and challenges that you never ever thought you were going to encounter, that you will encounter when you become a parent. So you've gone through all this, you've put the hours, the time and the investment in. What do you get back? Well, you get back more than you could probably ever have dreamed of. You get back a relationship that you'll have for life. You get back a friendship. You get back a reciprocation of the affection and love that you give. You get back feelings that you never ever thought that you would actually have. You get back a warmth and a tenderness that you didn't think you would ever get. And you get back the reward of being a parent.